Ladies and gentlemen, because of the importance to each of us and to the United States of America, the National Broadcasting Company will now present, by an electrical transcription, the address of the President of the United States, delivered before the assembled Congress in Washington, D.C. at 12:30 this noon, Eastern Standard Time.
Mr. Vice President, Mr. Speaker, members of the Senate and the House of Representatives, yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America, the son of the United States of America, the son of the United States Emperor, looking toward the maintenance of peace in the Pacific. Indeed, 1 hour after, Japanese air squadron with its government and its emperor, looking toward the maintenance of peace in the Pacific. Indeed, 1 hour after, Japanese air squadron, 1 hour after, Japanese air squadron, 1 hour after, Clive stated that it seemed useless to continue the existing diplomatic negotiations. A formal reply to a recent American message. And while this reply stated that it seemed useless to continue the existing diplomatic negotiations, that it seemed useless to continue the existing diplomatic negotiations, if it seemed useless to continue the existing diplomatic negotiations. Or about the attack yesterday on the Hawaiian Islands has caused severe damage to American naval and military forces. Hope for continued peace. Last to American naval and military forces. I regret to tell you that very many American lives have been lost. In addition, American ships have been reported torpedoed on the high seas between San Francisco and Honolulu. Yesterday, the Japanese government also launched an attack against Malaya. Last night, Japanese forces attacked Hong Kong. Last night, Japanese forces attacked Guam. Last night, Japanese forces attacked the Philippine Islands. Last night, the Japanese attacked Wake Island. And this morning, the Japanese attacked Midway Island. Japan has therefore undertaken a surprise offensive extending throughout the Pacific area. The facts of yesterday and today speak for themselves. The people of the United States have already formed their opinion and well understand the implications to the very life and safety of our nation. As Commander-in-Chief of the Army and Navy, I have directed that all measures be taken for our defense. But always will our whole nation remember the character of the onslaught against us. No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people in their righteous might will win through to absolute victory. I interpret the will of the Congress and of the people when I assert that we will not only defend ourselves to the uttermost, but will make it very certain that this form of treachery shall never again endanger us. Hostilities exist. There is no blinking at the fact that our people, our territory, and our interests are in grave danger. With confidence in our armed forces, with the unbounding determination of our people, we will gain the inevitable triumph, so help us God. I ask that the Congress declare that since the unprovoked and dastardly attack by Japan on Sunday, December 7th, 1941, a state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese Empire.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've listened to the address of the President of the United States, delivered before the assembled Congress in Washington this noon, Eastern Standard Time, and brought to you by transcription. This is the National Broadcasting Company. National Broadcasting Company presents Gypsy Fiddles under the direction of Harry Cogan. Until the moody strains of his melody have woven themselves into the music of every land. Tonight, we bring you those songs in the manner of gypsy fiddles. Antonín Dvořák, the famous Czech composer, often utilized his native folk songs as themes for his compositions. One of the best known and best loved of these creations is the simple, moving Songs My Mother Taught Me, Harry Cogan and Gypsy Fiddles. Thank you. famous American composer Victor Herbert was born in Ireland, yet he has composed some of the world's best-loved gypsy music. We hear now two selections from his production, The Fortune Teller. First, the gypsy love song, and then Chardash.
Francisco. The 4th Interceptor Command headquarters said at 7:34 p.m. tonight that the blackout and alarm in the San Francisco Bay Area was only a test. You have just heard a war bulletin from the NBC News studio.
Magyar violins is the selection by Emery Deutsch, which Harry Cogan and Gypsy Fiddles play for us now. It is called When a Gypsy Makes His Violin Cry. From the south of Russia comes an old folk song that has become a part of the music we love. In an arrangement by Harry Horlick, here is Dark Eyes. Soloist this evening is the outstanding cellist Ennio Bolognini, who has chosen as his selection a colorful Spanish number by Granados, entitled Playara. Thank you. Cogan and Gypsy Fiddles now play Chardash by Monty. Has directed Gypsy Fiddles in a program of varied selections of folk songs and classical collections, all showing the influence that the spirit of Romany has had on the music of the world. Gypsy Fiddles came to you from Chicago as a Red Network presentation. of the National Broadcasting Company.